Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
In the first heat of the Sprint Championship, he sits in front and going further ahead. Buckle up, Wes is going to blitz them by, oh, down to the post. He's won it by 13 lengths.
Now, on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Buddy's bracelet finally launches in the feature of greyhound racing for the week. And to tell us all about the last 7 days, it's a very warm welcome to Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Very good, thanks, Shane.
Now, a couple of these greyhounds who've been in great form just continue to win. And we start off with you look at the Hobart meeting. There was an odds-on favourite taking out the opening race.
Yes, the dog of Ted Medhurst, Proscribe, that ran third the week before. I think I might have said they were out of the wrong dam last time. But Wonga Willy Waller, bit of a mouthful. By the St. Pierre, which he's only got two litters on the ground here, and they're looking very good. He needed to be good too, because Aeroplane Darcy for Rod Ransley loomed and showed a lot of ability. And Code Black, pretty smart. It was a distant third. The time was 26.14. Most of the dogs in that race could be followed.
And Kirkby Lodge won again. It's been going strongly.
He has been. He's now with Patrick Ryan. He's always had a lot of ability. He's out of an outstanding litter. Several of those dogs have performed at a high level, and Kirkby Lodge is probably as good as any of them, except he usually duffs the start, but he began beautifully last week, and if he keeps doing that and running 26.02, well, he will soon be in top grade.
And Lake Hylia are a double-figure odds, very consistent greyhound.
She is consistent. She's consistently leading. That's what helps her. She's a funny little dog. Her good and her worst is a bit of a gap. But what she does do well is the first 100 yards, and she was never actually going to be beaten. She won well.
And Molly Munro, first of two wins for the week in Hobart.
Yes, she's a recent addition to Keith Nichols's kennel. He's just absolutely flying with his dogs for quite some time, as we know. She had to really step up last Thursday night, taking on Invitation Class, and Varco jumped in front, but her and Barnes Bay loomed up outside him down the back straight. She was the one who got the trouble-free run and kicked away to a big lead. Clubfoot just nailed Varco for second, and then Barnes Bay was desperately unlucky, running a good fourth.
And Princess Zara, you made it the Black Booker for us a couple of weeks back. Had one run in the meantime and had no luck, but produced her best.
Yes, maybe the Black Book should be followed one runner after I talk about them, but she was back to the run where she ran second on debut at Hobart, which was an outstanding run, and she had to run down the early leader Smoke to George and then hold off the late finisher Ohana, and that greyhound's near a win too, but she'll win again, Princess Zara.
Amazing Harry, it's in winning form, three in a row for the Ackley camp.
Yes, Terry's got this dog firing, and one of the things he has found is how much he loves Hobart, because until his last two wins at Hobart he hadn't been here, but I think he'll be travelling south many more times, because his 26.11 was right up there with the best runs on the night.
And Dixie Lane, a recent runaway winner in Launceston, was back in the winner's list.
Yeah, Paul Donaldson's got her going really well at the moment. And she, well, look, she was never in doubt. She ran 26.26 last race of the night, which is an outstanding effort. And she's just getting better and better with every run.
Now, Launceston on Monday night, it was the final of the ladies' bracelet. It was a top race, that one, but we saw Hurricane Shell sprint away to win the first in dazzling style.
Yes, modest race, but Rachel Moat, trained greyhound, gives her her second winner from only a handful of starts, and if she keeps repeating 30.09, she'll be back in the winner's circle.
Well, she put the pressure on Graham Moat in the second, but he wasn't to be outdone.
In the third, actually.
Oh, in the third.
Classic William, a rank outsider for Anthony Bullock, won the second in a demolition derby. I mean, everyone knows how much I love 278 metre racing. There were three of them last week just to annoy me. And Shanlon Betty was very good winning race three, which was probably the roughest of them. But she is a quality bitch and much, much better than a 278 at Launceston. She did run second in the Breeders' Classic.
In the third of the 278s, it was Oh Joy, who just came out humming out of box number eight.
Yes, she's had two brilliant wins. They've both been off box eight at Launceston and by huge margins. Greg Homan's now taken back over the training of Oh Joy, and she is just a short course dog. You won't see her winning anywhere but Hobart or Launceston over the short course, but by gee, it'd take a speedy one to beat her.
And Pedro's Vineyard got there literally in the very last stride.
Look, Pedro's Vineyard always seems to be in tight finishes. I thought Idle By had won that for certain. I think the commentator may have done too.
I think he did.
And Pedro's Vineyard just wouldn't be outdone. There was only half a nose in it. One's about to win, and Pedro's Vineyard, well, she can sort of win anywhere, any distance, can't she? She's pretty versatile.
Island's Force was the fastest heat winner in the two heats last week in the ladies' bracelet, the Steve King ladies' bracelet, and she really powered home, looked the goods on the corner.
Look, it was very similar to the heat win. Midway down the back straight, you thought she was going to run second in the heat, but she overpowered that was then. And same thing in the final. I thought she was going to run third to Pipstar and Wee Fire, which are very good dogs on the bunny. And even on the home turn, I didn't think she was going to win, but in the end, she won comfortably. She's got a big, big finish on her.
And She's All Class was sent out the favourite in the invitation race. Didn't have a lot of luck early. She just looked a little off her very best.
Look, she's just not beginning as quickly as she used to, but I think the ability's still there. Good Odds Demon had box one, which he loves, and I don't think he's run a bad race in Tasmania since Shane Whitney took him over. And when you're running 29.77 and 17.60 down the back, you're not going to lose too many, are you?
Absolutely. And Classic Spence at pretty good odds in race number eight.
Look, he's a good tradesman for Anthony Bullock. He can perform on all tracks. He did make the state final of the National Sprint. And without being a star, he's a good, honest dog that wins in his turn.
Bag of Spice in the maiden race night looked a little short going into the boxes, but not so when it came out the other side.
Yeah, look, Bag of Spice, like most of the progeny of Pepper Spice, they're not good beginners, but they've got very good speed. And David Croswell at the end of the lead's a big asset, as we know. And given the time David's had lately, which has been pretty tough, it was great to see Bag of Spice win easily.
Snow Lane, a couple of good seconds of late, put the rotting on the wall, and she ran right up to that form.
Gee, Mick Richardson doesn't have very many dogs, and he's only taken over Snow Lane recently. It's a tragically bad beginner, this greyhound, and even on Monday night it came out last, but it zoomed up on the first turn, soon into second, and gee, one running away in 30 seconds dead. If she can just come out a bit better, she'll be winning a lot more.
Devonport on Tuesday. Now, you mentioned the progeny of St. Pierre. Well, he was at it again in the first two races at Devonport.
He certainly was. Keith Nichols had Silver Pierre and Schmickles, litter brothers out of the good bitch that he used to race called Tricky Violet, or we used to say that was how it's pronounced. We weren't sure. They ran at Hobart Thursday night and met severe interference, but both of them led on Tuesday. Silver Pierre's the better of the two, but Smickles is a nice little dog as well.
Tax Toy, interesting name, race three.
Yes, tax is a word that makes everyone nervous, I think. He is actually our greyhound of the week to follow. I don't normally pick winners as a dog to follow, but if this dog's not a budding star, haven't seen one. He had to battle very hard to get to the lead in a very tight contest to the home turn, but then he ran right away to win in 25.86 on debut and in pretty inclement weather, it must be said. Yeah, he's a really smart dog for Russell Watts.
Now, run into a gentleman who follows your black bookers religiously, and he made the point that the only one that hasn't won yet is Iditarod. Well, he's going to have to wait long, race number four.
I can't even pronounce it, but it means something up in Scandinavian country, I think. Look, that was about as rough a race you ever see in your life. That was like a 2.78 at Launceston. Jester's Girl led, and Nightkeeper and first starter that was well supported, Mr. Fencer, ran clean up the back of it halfway. One fell, one might as well have fallen. And Iditarod, which is a pretty bad beginner, he just sailed through and got into second on the home turn, one running away. Not sure how strong that form is, but he looks like he might run a middle distance.
Punters were hoping that Mini Mogul could turn its form around at Devonport in the first leg of the quaddie. Almost got there, but not quite.
Yeah, this punter was hoping she would. And look, she ran pretty well. But Canuck, which has just all duck eggs at Devonport, I'm not quite sure how it won, actually. It's a really wide runner, and I think it might have been suited by the wet conditions. The 26.01 was a lot better than it's ever run before. Maybe it's just a slow learner and it's come good. Mini Mogul was annoyed all of the way by Crystal Innings, so anyone who backed her, I wouldn't be dropping off yet.
Race number six on the card. Good question. It was a funny old race because it changed complexion a few times, including right on the line.
You can have your job to yourself someday, Shane, because I reckon there were five leaders in that race, and I reckon there were four leaders in the home straight at various stages. Good question. Jumped third, lost his position, dropped back to fifth, wasn't even in contention. Class Barbie was behind him and wasn't even in contention. and on the line it was a neck between the two, with a head away to Bailey's Comet, which was also second last on the home turn. And the dog that was in front with probably 20 yards to go ran seventh. It was a very strange race, but it was nothing untoward. It's just that the strong finishes overpowered them towards the latter stages.
Race number 7, King Nitro, great form at Devonport, winner of 4 from 6 going into the race, came out 5 from 7.
Look, when he first came here, there was a bit of a cloud about him in Melbourne as what kind of a chaser he was. And his first couple of runs in Tasmania were a bit hit and miss. But Steve Hupp has done, one of the most... He's turned this dog from just a grade 4-5 dog into a true invitation class runner. He beat that field on their merits. And he's such a speedy dog early, he might win a mini feature before long. He's a pretty damn good dog.
Yeah, top performance there. And Tay's Intention in the final leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, very honest performer for Rod Ransley. He's not a star, but he's just got all the habits you want in a good dog. Had box 4, soon found the lead. A couple of them loomed just on the point of the home turn, but one running away in 25.82, win again.
We mentioned Molly Munro in race number 9. Race number 10 on the card, it was the maiden. There might be a few maidens for a little bit longer in the field, but Swinging Hammer got into the race as a reserve runner for Brian Crawford.
Yeah, and she came from fairway off the mid-race. I think box 1, she carried number 9, but she went into box 1, and I think that suited her. Arnhem Chaos, the favourite, led turning for home. It was challenged by Callum McFencer, and then Swinging Hammer snuck up on the inside and just nosed them all out on the line. Again, we need to see how strong that form was.
And Buckle Up Omnen in the last place, 5 of 8 in going into the race at Devonport for Robin and Gary Johnson.
Yes, that was, I think, about his 30th start. He hasn't won a race. Well, he has now. Callum McBaz, the favourite. I think if people took the odds on, which was a bit short, they'd have been feeling pretty comfortable halfway when he was a few lengths in front. But, gee, he worked home very strongly, Buckle Up Omnen, as he did the week before when he ran second. So 25.88, maybe he's just a late maturer. He should win again on that.
Now, I did it, Rod, just to put your mind at ease, Greg. It's a trail sled dog race. It's an annual long-distance race run in early March from Anchorage to Nome. Mushers and a team of 16 dogs cover the distance in between 9 and 15 days. So
have
there
you ever
go.
Called that race, Shane, or not?
Sorry?
Have you ever called that race?
It's a bit slow, but I reckon it'll be a great race to watch. It's one of the last of the great great races in the world, they tell me. So there you go.
The benefits of Google.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time this week. What about a greyhound to follow, Greg?
Yes, Tax Toy was our dog.
Tax Toy?
He's a star in the making.
Right, just hide the winnings. That's all you've got to worry about. Tax Toy, the greyhound to follow. Thanks for your great effort again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk with Shane Yates.
Big week of greyhound racing coming up around the state. The man that's charged with tipping us all the winners is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Good, Shane. It's a big week every week because there's 3 meetings a week.
There is, and it's every week. And we've got a card starting off in Hobart on Thursday night. The MA Morgan Division 1 is the first leg. It's the Grade 4. It's race number 5.
Shane, you've got to go with what you see last week in Kirkby Lodge. He zoomed to the lead. He ran 26.02, which was the best of the night. He won easy. The form's been franked very well. I think he's clearly the dog to beat. Chinchero's racing very, very well. Got to be second pick. Dog that's resuming, hasn't raced since the 21st of April 2014 in Top Line Star. Now, if they run one out, you'd take tens on about him. He'd be a moral. But he can find a little bit of trouble, but he's been placed 5 of 6. He's in the care of Mick Stringer. Look, you've got to show a healthy respect. And the last start winner on Monday night, Classic Spence, led all the way and probably done a few punters a few favours. Race 5, I went 5, 6, 3, and 1.
Just a little tip, Rick. There's only room for one comedian on this show, and it's not you. So race number 6, the second leg, it's the Grade 3 Cool Puppy in red-hot form.
Yeah, Shane, a very, very awesome winner at Launceston, running 30.07, winning by 9 lengths. Beat a dog called Snow Lane. Snow Lane come out and won, so the form's very good. 4, Cool Puppy. One that was then. Was very heavily backed on Monday night and had no luck. Box 1, I think it's a very good chance that was then. Clear second pick. Daniels Bay and Underground are my 3rd and 4th picks, numbers 6 and 7. 4, 1, 6, and 7.
Now in the third leg, it's the Grade 1 and 2. Given the fact you've made Senor Slammer your special on more than one occasion and he's never let you down, I'm tipping you in race 7.
Shane, I've actually gone against him. I'm not quite sure where he's going to be in the run. If he zooms to the lead, he'll win and win easy. He's a very, very promising dog. But the dog that's drawn well is a dog called Clubfoot. Now, he's a last start second behind Molly Munro. Molly Munro's come out again at Devonport to make the form look very good. Now, the reason why I'm tipping him is because number two, Fritzen, wants to use a bit of the track and is a very, very good beginner. And I'm expecting Clubfoot to rail through and be very hard to beat. I put me mate Senor Slammer in for second. Hasn't raced since the 28th of the 8th. I'm not quite sure if there's been a problem with him or Gary Johnson just freshened him up, but he'll be thereabouts. 8, Varco. Been a shade disappointing, but box 8's definitely a big plus. And number 3, Dirty Rich, got some chance if it happened to find the lead. 1, 7, 8, and 3.
Well, I'll lift the concentration in race number 8, studying the field. I'm tipping again with a 5.
Shane, I'll be playing a quaddy and I'll be playing him one out. I think this is a very, very promising dog. And as we've mentioned on the show here, I don't know how many times we've mentioned that Russell Watts' team's flying at the moment. This dog's very, very promising. He's definitely a one out for me. 5 on top. 7, Bit Hot Rusty. Now, it's the big query. Now, it's been racing in Queensland. And its form's terrible. I looked on the net on a few of its runs and they had disgraceful performances. But look, hasn't raced for 3 months. It's in the care of Shane Whitney and has recorded 26.56 round Hobart. And I went back and had a look at a Devonport run when it went 25.71. Now, look, this dog's definitely got to be second pick. Third pick, number 2, Top Line Tornado, is going very good. And number 8, Idle Buy. I wish your eye was a bit more accurate on Monday night. I thought it 1-2, Shane, and I was on Idle Buy. I went 5, 7, 2, and 8.
Well, there's only 3 people on the show, and they all thought that Idle Buy won it, so maybe he did. So in the last league, we're in Boston Heart on top, 5 to beat 7, 2, and 8. That makes the quaddy in the first league 5, 6, 3, 1. Second league 4, 1, 6, 7. Third league 1, 7, 8, and 3. The last league 5, 7, 2, and 8. What about a best bet?
Shane, as you're well aware, winning form's very good form, and there's a greyhound that's airborne at the moment. It's probably one of the most improved dogs in the state, and I refer to Blue Tam. I think it'll zoom straight to the lead, run about 34.50 over the 5.99 at Hobart and win. Race 2, number 4, Blue Tam.
Launceston on Monday night, first leg of the quaddy, race number 5. It's the grade 5.
Shane, I went with Eyes on Destruction. Looking at the form, there's not a great deal of early speed in the race, and she probably might zoom to the lead. And if she does, I think she'll carve out some very, very quick sectionals, and I think she'll win. I think she's probably one of the better bets on the program. 6, Idle Buy in for second. 8, Don't Pinch. And 5, Fifth Turtle. 2, 6, 8, and 5.
In the second leg, Mumford Sun has come up with a red box.
Shane, if we could turn back the clock 10 weeks ago, Mumford Sun would be 3s on. Now, his last performance, he ran 7th at Launceston behind Classic Spence. It was his first run for on a month. Look, I'm going to put him on top, but I wouldn't tell the listeners to be taking short odds about him. 1 on top, 2 Snoring Nora. It's 1-1 from 26, but there's some chance that she might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, she's got a chance. 5 Little Mistake and 6 Cosmic Star. 1, 2, 5, and 6.
And in the third leg, well, Good Odds Demon's come up with a red box, and on its current form, it's going to be hard to beat.
Shane, I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. I'm not quite sure if the lead's there for him this week, because we've got a dog called Nui's Lady in box 5 that, as we well know, is one of the best beginners you've seen at Launceston from time to time. Look, 1 Good Odds Demon's clearly on top. I do think Oscar Ralph's got a very, very good draw with Fritzen drawn in 3, so I put Oscar Ralph in for second. I put in number 4, Pipstar, for third, and I put in number 5, Nui's Lad. 1, 2, 4, and 5.
And in the last leg, well, you were keen as mustard on King Nitro last week. Didn't let you down for Steve Hutt, and he's in box number 3.
Shane, I'm going to put him on top, but I will tell the listeners this. He's had 3 starts at Launceston. He hasn't run a place there. That's a very, very worrying statistic for me. But look, winning form's good form, and look, there's a very good chance that he probably zoomed to the lead, and if that's the case, he'd be very hard to beat. 1 Roxy Rhythm's got a very, very good draw, will be always thereabouts. 2 Great Tailors has got some chance, and 8 Alwyn Benz. Now, he's the KO dog. He'd be running home very strongly. 3, 1, 2, and 8.
Rick Squatty for Launceston. First leg 2685. Second leg 1256. Third leg 1245. Last leg 3128. What's your best?
Shane, I went in the 278 metre races. I'm not a lover of them, but I think this dog might zoom to the lead and win. Calamac Baz. Thought his run at Devonport on Tuesday was good. Got beaten in very quick time. He led to the shadows of the post. Race 2, number 5, Calamac Baz.
Calamac Baz, the best Devonport on Tuesday. We've got Princess Zara fronting up up against the likes of Dixie Lane, Winkley Charlie in the first leg, and Captain Lane, who slips into box number 2.
Yeah, Shane, very, very competitive race. I think they'll bet 3-1 the field in this race, and I don't think it's clear-cut. I went 6, Dixie Lane, thought its last win in Hobart was very, very good. I thought 3, Crystal Innings might be one of the likely leaders, and it's got a very good chance. 3, Princess Zara. I don't think she's been to Devonport, but she's got good habits and will be there about. And a dog called Buckle Up Omnum. He broke a long run of outs to win last week, and he's got a chance from the red box. 6, 3, 4, and 1.
Race number 6 on the card, the grade 4.
Shane, I found this a very, very tough race to assess the form in. I went with one of the likely leaders in Bitmore Lindy. She races well at Devonport. She's come up with box 1, and she'll give a bit of cheek at fair odds. 6, Bag of Spice, looked a race on Monday night and duly saluted. I think it's clear second pick. Orange Boy will be storming home. Look, he hasn't been setting the world on fire of late, but I think there's a little bit of a drop in class, so I'll give him a chance. And I put in number 3, Hellier Tangles. He's always thereabouts and runs an honest race. 1, 6, 7, and 3.
The third leg is the grade 3. She's all class out of the pink, looks to have a bit on them.
Shane, look, she's got a 25-30 PB beside her name there, and I just think with Hellier Missile drawn box 7, I think that she'll spear across, and I think she'll win, and I think she'll win by a big margin. I put in number 1, Ultra White, come up with the red box. Maurice Strickland, he always uses it to his full advantage, box 1. 2, Shanlon Vapor, and 7, Hellier Missile. 8, 1, 2, 7.
8, 1, 2, 7. And in the last leg, well, Shanlon Betty, you can't knock winning form.
No, Shane, she did the right thing by us last week and duly saluted. Box 8, think she might spear across and lead and be very hard to beat. Didn't mind the win of Swinging Hammer in the at Devonport last Tuesday and coming back to a grade 5, thought it had some chance. Colonel Kane's got a hope and one fine advice. 8, 5, 4, and 1.
The Rick's Devonport Quadrilla, first leg 6-3-4-1, second leg 1-6-7-3, third leg 8-1-2-7, last leg 8-5-4-1. Your best bet so far, Hobart race 2, number 4, Blue Tam. Launceston race 2, number 4. What about Devonport race 2, number 4, Prescribe? Is that your best?
Shane, he well could be race 2, number 4, Prescribe. I think he's a very, very promising youngster and the raps are big about him. Look, I went with his kennel mate, race 1, number 1, T-Mac. Now, we made it a special last week. I think that the form out of that race is going to be exceptional. I think the winner might be a pretty handy dog, the St. Pierre pup trained by Keith Nichols. Race 1, number 1, T-Mac, a good thing.
T-Mac, the best. Thanks for your expert thoughts again today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.